Now Al-Muddathir. The first seven ayat, they are the fourth wahi. About 20 years or 25 years back, I took pains to discover, you know, this sequence. What are the different opinions of these early revelations? What is the sequence? So mostly this is agreed upon, but I am telling you. The first is 5 ayat of Suratul Araf. The second is then 9 ayat or 7 ayat of Suratul Noor or Suratul Qalam. Then the third, 10 ayat of Suratul Muzzammil. And then 7 ayat of Surah Muddathir. And then Suratul Fatiha. 7 ayat of Suratul Fatiha. That's the fifth way. And that's the first full surah revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, before that, these are the ayat included in longer surahs. So out of these 7, these first 3 are most important. Most important regarding the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المدثر Oh, the one who is lying wrapped up in his garment. Hum. Gird up your loins. Now stand up. فأنذر. And start warning. This inzar is the starting point of the prophetic mission. People, oh mankind, remember, you have another life, and that is the real life. You will be resurrected. And this life is only a testing period. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا The results will be given to you in that eternal life of the hereafter. This is the point from which the call of the Prophet starts. Om Fa'anthir. Then after some days, وَانْزِرْ أَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ Warn your close relatives. But this is starting point. Now if people respond to it, some people say, okay, we believe in it. We believe in you. We believe in the resurrection. We believe that that is the real life. We believe in our Lord that is alone. Then something less would be said. And what is that? And that is the goal of this struggle. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ And magnify your Lord. What does it mean? This is the goal. You have to establish the supremacy of divine rule of this earth. The starting point and the goal, both must be clear. Between these two points, a straight path, straight line. But you have the starting point and the goal. Final goal, where you have to go. Not only preaching and preaching and preaching and saying sermons and saying sermons and saying sermons. No, no. Going on purifying. Generations after generations, purification going on. No, no. It has to be oriented towards the revolution. It has to be oriented. To change the system of falsehood, system of tawhid, system of batil, uproot it, and establish the system of haqq, the divine rule on earth, the kingdom of heaven on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heavens. This is the goal. In between we have the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is the methodology. If you want to see how, starting from Inzar and reaching that point where Ya al-Haqq wa al-Haqq al-Batil. Batil has disappeared. And the rule of Allah and the whole of the Arabian Peninsula is established. What is the methodology for that? For that you have to turn to the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ And you have to follow it. So, Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, oh you who are lying wrapped up in your clothes, Om Fanzir, stand up and start warning people. Marabbaka Fakabbir, and proceed towards the goal of magnification of your Lord. so that he becomes supreme. Yakuna deenu kulluhu lillah. The whole deen comes under him. The whole system of life comes under him. And you should also purify your clothing, garments. And shun all uncleanliness. Wala tamnun tastaksir. And don't show favor to get a bigger reward. But Maulana Islahi has translated it. Don't give up your struggle. You will have great results. Maybe in the beginning, you feel frustrated. Nobody is listening to me. Nobody is accepting my dawa, my call. Maybe in the beginning. But don't get frustrated. Don't give up the struggle. Twice he called Bani Hashim. And to a feast, all the people gathered. They took the meals. But when he stood to say something, they knocked, hooted, went away. They even now didn't allow them to him to say something. And let us say no. But don't be disheartened. After a few days again, now the people thought we have taken twice meals here. So now we should at least listen to what he says. But what he said, the result was the whole, congregation silent, absolutely silent. Not a single voice proclaiming acceptance, except of Ali. A boy of about 13 years. He had already accepted Iman. He stands up and said, although I am the youngest here, although my legs are very weak, although my eyes are also sore, but I will help you. And the whole congregation burst into laughter. This person is going to change the system and this is his helper. He had to take it. Failure after failure. When the command came, Fasta Bimat Umar, he mounted the hillock of Safa, all the people. But when he said his message, presented, his uncle says from the audience, Dabban Lakali Hada Jamatana. Both of you, you have gathered us for this purpose. Not a single person accepted. But O Muhammad, don't give up. Wala tamnun tastaksir. The time will come that you will get the results and rewards. Wali Rabbika fasbir. Have patience. Show perseverance. Steadfast. Faiza nukra fil naqur. For when the trumpet would be sounded, Zalika yawmaydin yawmun asir. That day, it will be a very hard day. Yawman yajanul wildana shiba. We have read in Surah Al-Muzammil. Alal kafirina ghayru yaseer. And for the disbelievers, it won't be easy. Zarni wa man khalaqtu wahida. Now leave me alone, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to deal with the person whom I have created lonely. 2 minutes. I have alone created him. Did nobody except join hands with me to create him. And the other is that he was alone. He was the only son of his parents. This is actually Walid ibn Mughira. He was a big chief of Quraysh. Father of Khalid ibn Walid. Khalid ibn Walid. And he is Walid. Walid ibn Mughira. And he had great property in Makkah as well as Taif. He owned many gardens in Taif. Very rich person. And this person came very close to Iman. He had understood fully that this salam, this word that Muhammad is telling us, is not his own. It is divine. But when we look back, oh, my people, my nation, my tribe, then I'll be cut off from them. Then he held back. So on that, the wrath of Allah will appear here. Zarni wa man khalaqtu wahida. Leave me. And that person whom I have created as the only son of his parents. وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُ مَعَلًا مَمْدُودًا And I have given him much riches and much wealth spread out. It is in Makkah, it is in Taif. وَمَنِينَ شُهُودًا And I have given him sons who are before him present. Now this word, you know, you can very well appreciate. Many a parents in Pakistan, they long to see their sons who have been exported to America. Many die, can't see their sons. But a person whose sons are with him before his eyes, he is a very lucky person. He doesn't have to export his sons anywhere to earn some dinar from Kuwait or from Abu Dhabi or Dubai or from America, dollars. No. Only a rich person could afford that his sons, they are present before him. But he is a shuhuda, not absent from his sight. وَبَحَّتَ لَهُ تَبْهِيدًا And I smooth for him everything completely, every able, comfortable. ثُمَّ يَتْمَوَ نَزِيدًا Then he wishes that I should give him more. كَلَّا No. That's the end of it. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لِآيَاتِنَا عَنِيدًا In the long run, he has proved to be opponent to our revelations. سَأُرْهِقُهُ سَعُودًا Soon I shall afflict him through a hard ascent. إِنَّهُ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرَ So he reflected and estimated what will happen if I accept. My people will leave me. This position that I hold can be gone. There may be boycott. إِنَّهُ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرَ He thought and estimated. فَقْوَتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ He be killed. How he estimated. ثُمَّ قُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ Again, let him perish. How he determined and estimated. ثُمَّ نَظَرَ Then he looked. ثُمَّ عَبَسَ وَبَسَرَ Then he frowned and scowled to show people as if he is in deep contemplation. ثُمَّ أَدْبَرَ وَاسْتَكْبَرَ Then he turned back and showed arrogance. فَقَالَ And then he said, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ يُوْسَرْ This Quran is nothing. What Muhammad is presenting as revelation from Allah is nothing but sorcery which is coming from ancient times, Yusuf. From the older generation it is coming. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا قَوْلُ الْبَشَرْ It is nothing but the saying of a man, not divine. There he retreated. قسمت کی خوبی دیتی ہے ٹوٹی کہاں کمند دو چار ہاتھ جبکہ نبی باہر رہ گیا otherwise his people asked him do you think Muhammad is a magician he said no I know many magicians he is not a magician he is not either do you think he is a kahin a fortune teller soothsayer no I know many soothsayers and fortune tellers What is he presenting is not like the saying of soothsayers and kahins. Is he a poet? No. I can very well assess the poetry. It's not poetry, something else. Then people, you know, the thought is gone. But then he has the second thought. He came back. فَقَالَ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا فِحْرٌ يُوْسَرْ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا قَوْلُ الْبَشَرْ سَهُسْلِيهِ سَقَرْ I shall make him enter, cast him into the scorching fire. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَقَرَ What will make you realize? What is this scorching fire? لَا تُمْقِي وَلَا نَظَرْ وَلَا تَظَرْ Neither let it perish, nor leave it alone. ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا Then man will not neither be alive there, nor dead. لَوَّاهَةٌ لِلْبَشَرْ It will scorch the skin. عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرْ On that we have 19 angels. They are the guards or the keepers of that hell. Now about this 19 figure, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَةً. And we have not posted as wardens of the hell, but angels. They are not human beings. Because when this ayah was narrated and recited to the Quraysh, some one of them, perhaps Nadr ibn Harith, he said, okay brother, it's very easy. There are only 19 over there. Muhammad says, for 10, I am sufficient. For the rest of 9, you arrange. I can take on them. They are not men. They are angels. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُ. And we have not disclosed their number إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. But as a test and trial for these people who don't believe. لِيَسْتَقِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. So that those people who were given the book before, they can be convinced. It appears that in Torah somewhere this figure of 19 must have appeared. That is why Allah says, لِيَسْتَقِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. وَيَسْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِمَانًا. And it will increase those who believe in their belief and faith. Because whosoever believes, he says, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِنَّ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِهِ. وَلَا يَرْتَابَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And so that the people who were given the book and the believers should not have any doubt. وَلَيَقُولَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. And so that those people in whose hearts there is a disease of nifaq or kufr. والكافرون. And the disbelievers, they should say, ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا. What has Allah intended by this similitude of 19? كَذَلِكَ يُضِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. In this very way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray whomsoever He likes. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And leads to the right path, guides to the right path whomsoever He wishes. وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا ذِكْرَى لِلْبَشَرِ. And this is nothing but a reminding, an admonition for the human beings. This ayah, I think, is not in line with the 31 ayah, the 30 ayah that we have read. Small ayah, and this lengthy ayah. I think like the second section of Suratul Muzammil, this was also revealed in Medina, added here. But then again, the same rhythm, small ayat, a very fast rhythm. Again, that starts. Kalla wal qamar. Nay. And by the moon, wal layli za adbar. And by the night, when it turns its back. Wa subhi za asfar. And by the dawn, when it brightens. Innaha la ihdal kubar. Verily, this is one of the greatest things. Naziran lil bashar. A warner for the whole of mankind. These ayat, maybe if you consult other tafaseer, you'll find different views. But I am confident that these denote the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kalla wal qamar. Before his advent, the divine guidance in this world had become very less bright. There was indeed, there was Torah. But as you know, the light of moon is not very shining, not like the sun. It cannot brighten the night as the day is brightened by the sun. So that was the condition before his coming. Wal-layli is adbar. And the night, it was the night. 600 years they went to make one night. Why? For 600 years, for the first time in the history of this globe, this planet, for the first time in the history of this planet, there was no prophet, no messenger of Allah on the earth. After Jesus, before Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 600 long years. Before that, there was no single moment when a prophet or a messenger was not present. That was the Fatratul Wahi, Al Fatratul Ula, for 600 years, and then came Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was a night. Regarding this institution of prophethood and messengerhood, it was like a night. No messenger, no prophet. But then, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا أَسْفَرَ. Then the sun of the Prophet of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it arose and it brightened. Just as the sun brightens the earth. إِنَّهَا لَعِبَ الْكُبَرَ. And this is one of the biggest things. The advent of Muhammad is not something small, something simple. The final messenger, the final prophet, on whom the deen is going to be perfected, who will make the deen of Allah supreme, actually. Because at this time we are just in the beginning of the Wahi. This is the fourth Wahi which we are reading. So it was going to be a prophecy. At that time Allah is saying, don't take it lightly. The advent of Muhammad in Nahal Ayat al-Kubar, which is one of the greatest things, one of the greatest events of this universe. Naziran lil Bashar. Now he has come as a warner, the same word, Hum fa anzir, for the whole mankind. Liman sha minkum an yataqaddam aw yata'akhkhar. For whoever wants, desires among you to go ahead or be left behind. Come forward, accept Muhammad, or keep behind. Then you will be deprived. Kullu nafsin bima kasabat rahina. Every soul shall be in pledge for what it has earned. Hostage against our deeds. You are a hostage against what you have earned in the world. Illa ashabal yameen, except those to whom their record will be given in their right hands. Few jannat. They will be in the gardens. Yatasaaloon anil mujrimeen. And they will be asking about the guilty. Those who will be in the hell. Ma salakakum fi saqar. What was the cause? What did lead you to this scorching fire? Why are you being, you have been thrown in the fire? And they will say, qalu lam nakum min al-musalleen. We were not from among those who prayed. Wa lam nakum nut'im al-miskeen. And we didn't feed the needy. We never gave any alms. وَكُنَّا نَخُودُ مَعَ الْخَائِدِينَ. And we kept busy in vain talk with the vain talkers. We never took it seriously. What Muhammad was saying, we never took it seriously. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And we kept repudiating and denied the day of judgment. He said, no resurrection. Hey, hata le matu adur. Impossible, impossible. How can we be resurrected? When we shall all die and we shall be reduced to bones and sand and earth and nothing else. Dust thou art to dust return dust. How can we be resurrected? Kunna nukazibu biyawmiddin hatta azad al yaqeen. Till that time, that sure thing came to us. That is death. فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. So now, no intercession of the intercessors is going to avail them anything. فَمَا لَهُمْ أَنِ تَفْصِلَةِ مُورَدِينَ. But what has happened to them? Why are they turning away from the admonition? Muhammad is calling them. Why are they turning away? كَانَّهُمْ حُقُرٌ مُسْتَمْشِرَةٌ. As if they are the startled donkeys. And to me comes the scene, the startled zebras, when they run, if they see Farrat bin Kaswara, if they feel some lion is coming, and then they run, You must have seen that scene in the pictures regarding these woods of Congo and etc. They run like anything. So how, why are they running away from this reminding, as if they are the startled zebras or donkeys fleeing from a lion, Farrat bin Kaswara. Bal yuridu kullu imrin minhum an yu'ta tuhfatan munashshara. Nay, but every one of them wants to have, to be given scrolls spread out. It was their saying, why this Quran has been sent to Muhammad alone? If Allah wanted to send us a message, He could have sent a book to each one of us. Couldn't he do it? Then he could do it. Nobody can say that he could not do it. He can do anything. But he chose this way. He said, we should have been given scrolls open so that we could read it. Maybe one fine morning everybody found a scroll under his, pillow. And if it happened to all of the people, well, they were sure that something has come from some unseen world. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent his message to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and deputed him to convey the message. Kalla balla yakhafun al-akhirah. Not at all. Actually, the reason is that they don't fear the day of judgment and the life of hereafter. Had they even an iota of that fear, they would have thought, they would have pondered deeply, they would have contemplated. But because they don't believe, no resurrection. This is the life. Eat, drink, and be merry. Namutu anahya, wama yuhlikuna illa dahar. We live ourselves, we die ourselves. And nothing makes us die, except the die. That's all. No God. That He keeps us alive, and He will cause us to die. No. Kalla innahu taskira. Not at all. This is only a reminding. This is only an admonition. I have explained it several times. That the basic knowledge of Allah and the basic love of Allah is within our hearts. It is present in the ruh. Ruh has come from Allah. What is ruh bin Amri Rabbi? It's not from this material world. Our body, it is from the material world. It has come from the clay. And it will go to clay again. But ruh has come from Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Our spirits are not going to be buried with us. It will go return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Quran has come only to activate your ruh. This dormant consciousness within you, Quran activates it. And that is tazkira. Yaad dilani. Kalla innahu tazkira. Suman shah zakara. Whosoever wishes, he can avail of this admonition. He can benefit from this reminding. He can get reminded. وَمَا يَذْكُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. But they will not be able to get reminded. But if Allah wants, if Allah permits, for every action here in this world, there are two components. I decided to lift this cup. I could not do it without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody tries something bad for me. He cannot do anything bad for me unless he has permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You aim at me, but the bullet will miss me if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want me to die. You might be a very expert. Your aim might be very good, but no, it won't touch me. So for everything, the decision to do something is ours. But to be able to do it, actually, it requires the permission and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَذْكُرُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. They can't benefit from it. Except if Allah wants and wishes. هُوَ أَهْلُ التَّقْوَى وَأَهْلُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. He is worthy of fear and worthy of forgiveness. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات.